Something about summer worship I like. Good music, good children's sermon, few children, that's okay. Just being together in God's house on a summer morning. I'm going to read from the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. Some believe it's one of the most significant passages in the Old Testament. The Jewish religion has a name for it. It's called the Akedah, or the binding. And it functions in a number of ways. We're going to be spending 2 weeks on this passage. So today, not going into details really, but just kind of like an overall theme. So listen to God's word as I read from Genesis chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father, Abraham, Father, and he said, here I am, my son. He said, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ we pray, amen. I stopped there with kind of a dramatic tension, but you know that the story, God stops Abraham from killing his son Isaac. Just in case you didn't know that, I thought you ought to know at the beginning. There's faith, and then there's faith. There's believing in God, believing things about God, and believing God. Maggie did a good job reading that passage from James, and at near the end of the passage from James, James reminds the readers about a previous incident in Abraham's life. And we've looked at kind of this flow of Abraham's life from the time he was 75 years old until really, right now in the story, he's probably about 113 or 15, something like that. God made Abraham a promise, even before his name was Abraham, that through his descendants, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. That's chapter 12 in Genesis. In chapter 15, we have one of the most significant verses in the Old Testament that's used by the writer of the book of Hebrews and the Apostle Paul and James to show that something significant happens, because God takes Abram, still then, we'll call him Abraham though, out, and he says, look at all the stars in the sky. And he says, that's how many your descendants are going to be. They're going to be unnumberable. Now, he's an old man. Sarah is well beyond the age of childbearing. But then it says this, and this is a key verse. I think it's verse 6 of chapter 15. It says this. Abram, believed God. God took that faith later, and this will be an important concept that we can talk about another time, about faith and works, and took that faith in the promise of God and declared Abraham a righteous person. So theologically, Abraham was believing in the promise of God, which is ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And so we are put in a right relationship with God by believing God and the promise made to Abraham in Jesus Christ. That's kind of the theological outflowing of all of that. But the thing I want to make clear to us today is that Abraham believed God. Now, if you were with us last week, you may remember that, man, there were times when it sure as heck did not seem like Abraham believed God. He never stopped believing in God. Never. That was never a question. But he had some trouble believing that it was going to come true what God said. Especially later when God revealed that it was going to be through specifically a child born to him and Sarah. Sarah and Abraham even tried to make the promise happen on their own with the story of Hagar and the birth of Ishmael that we talked about last week. We don't need to go into all that detail again. So one could ask, did Abraham really believe God? How do we know that Abraham really did believe God? We know that Abraham believed God because of what we just read in chapter 22. God told Abraham, after all of the drama with Hagar and Ishmael, after all of the drama of the birth of Isaac, which means laughter, when Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was in her 90s, after all the drama of dismissing Ishmael and Hagar out into the wilderness and God saving them, God says to Abraham, I want you to take your son, Isaac, and offer him as a sacrifice to me. And let's be clear, that means I want you to kill him. What? I mean, you talk about a crisis of faith in someone's life. You talk about something not making any sense after such a miraculous birth. But yet it says, Abraham got up early the next morning. No hesitation. No existential crisis of faith. At least not outwardly. God had fulfilled a promise to him in one way. And Abraham, as a human being, I'm sure, could not fathom how that promise was going to still work itself out. But Abraham not only believed in God, Abraham believed God. That's a big difference. And it's a difference that it's fair to ask ourselves, can we say that same thing? Obviously, we're people of faith or we wouldn't be here. Obviously, we believe. Obviously, we believe that there is a God. At least we believe that there is a God, possibly enough to be here on a Sunday morning. We believe certain things about God. If we're Orthodox, we believe that God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I don't know if we're all Orthodox or not, but that's what the Orthodox believe, what our faith tells us. If we're Orthodox, we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is fully human and fully divine. And if we're Orthodox, we believe that Christ died on the cross for our sins so that we may be put in a right relationship with God, and that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. If we're Orthodox, we believe all that stuff. We can say the Apostles' Creed, and we can mean it in our heads, and we can even within our hearts have experienced the reality of God in our lives, and we can go all that way, but yet do we really believe God? There's a couple of old preacher stories, one because they're probably told by old preachers, but the other is that they've been around a long time. They're classics. But they get to the point. One of them is, of course, you know, you're hanging over the cliff. Have you heard this one? By a rope, and you know, you don't know how you're going to get out of this dilemma, and so you call up to God. God, God, are you there? Save me, save me. God calls down, yes, my child, I am here. Here's what I want you to do. Let go of the rope. Is there anybody else up there? You know that one. Letting go of the rope. Do we believe God enough to let go of the rope? The classic one is about the circus performer who the tightrope walker across Niagara Falls. You've heard this one, have you? Or you're going to hear it again. There was, and I don't know if this is based on a true story or if it just has had a life of its own. There's probably some truth in there somewhere. But it's about this great circus performer, Barnum and Bailey, tightrope walker who stretched a tightrope across Niagara Falls. And, you know, people on both sides, you know, American side, Canadian side, cheering. They say, do you believe I can walk across Niagara Falls? Yes, we believe in you. Yes, yes, you can do it. So he takes his, you know, he takes his balancing beam and he goes out there on that slippery water and he walks across the tightrope of Niagara Falls. What the heck? He even comes back again, twice. Then he says, do you believe I can take a wheelbarrow and wheel it across that rope and that? Yes, we believe you can do that. Yes, we can. We can. We can. We believe it. So he takes the wheelbarrow and he goes across Niagara Falls and of course the drama. Does he slip a little bit and all this stuff depending on who the director of the movie is, and you get and he comes back, and then the crowd's going wild, they're cheering, and he says, do you believe that I can take one of you and put them in the wheelbarrow and go across, you know where this is going, go across Niagara Falls? Yes, we believe you can do it, you can do it. Okay, who's getting in? You see, there's a difference between believing something like that the guy could actually take a human being in the wheelbarrow and make it across Niagara Falls and getting in the wheelbarrow yourself. Abraham, let go of the rope. Abraham got in the wheelbarrow. Sometimes all we may have is our faith. I like the poem that Hannah read because much of life is a mystery. And much of our relationship with God is a mystery. That's why we use that word faith over and over again. It's not just a set of beliefs, which it is clearly that. I think what we believe is important. In whom we believe is of paramount importance. But believing God to the point of entrusting our lives. See, there's that last step of faith. It's not just an intellectual assent to propositions or dogmas or statements in a creed. It's not just having an experience, being spiritual and relating to a spiritual being. It's all part of it. It's all wonderful. But it's getting in the wheelbarrow. So, what is God asking you to believe? Not just believing in God, or that God can do powerful, wonderful things. What is God calling you to let go of? What is God calling you to jump into? And Abraham believed God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.